Welcome to Kevin's English Room Podcast. Whoa.
Whoa.
I thought I mispronounced podcast.
Oh, really?
But I realized that I didn't. The moment I said podcast, I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know why, but I thought that there was no T at the end of the word podcast.
Oh, yeah.
But I said T.
Yeah.
I pronounced the T. So it's like, whoa, why did I pronounce the T? But after I said that, I sort of went, whoa. I was like, no, there is a T on the word podcast. So, I'm sorry I freaked you out, but that's what happened. This program is brought to you by...
Of course.
Shit. I have to get ready for this.
Yeah. Okay.
This program is brought to you by... Kimi no koe o todokeyo, Anchor.
Yes.
We are creating and distributing this podcast using an app called Anchor.
Mm-hmm.
It's got all the features you need when you're starting your own podcast.
Nice.
And it's free. You can download it on the App Store or Google Play.
Yeah.
Check that out if you're interested. I like your timing.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
It was easy for me to read all of it.
Getting better.
Yeah, getting better.
Thank you.
So, continuing Kanon-san's voice message of the Arubaitos,
mm-hmm.
who talked about why you quit your gyudon place.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been telling you the past Arubaito places that I've experienced before.
Yeah, you named 5 or 6.
5 or 6 already? So far. The Gakko, Juken, the Juku...
Fridays?
Yuku. Umi no Ye, Fridays, Gap, Hollister.
Yeah.
That's 7.
Mm-hmm.
Haizen Nin.
That's 8.
Haizen Nin, I was explaining to you about the Haizen Nin. It's you toroku, and then they tell you the hotels that are open in the area. And then you go, and then you serve plates. Like, you know, like the course meals, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm the guy that puts the next plate
uh-huh.
on the table of the course meals.
That, you know, okay, okay. Yeah.
That was not fun. That's 7. And I think I've done several more.
Yeah, like okashi.
Right, that's big.
Yeah.
That's the longest arubaito I've done. Uh-huh. The okashi. Okashi no... not Machioka.
Oh.
That's a rival company of ours.
Okay.
Osama no Okashirando.
Okay.
Is the name of the place. Right. I've worked there before. I sold dagashis and chocolates and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. I spent like a year at that store. Longest one I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
The people were nice. I got along with all the crew members.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
Nice.
It was great.
Nice. Must be like peaceful place.
It was a peaceful place. That's what I liked about it.
Yeah.
Like all the other place, it was really like a little bit like charai,
mm-hmm.
a little bit like party people.
Yeah.
Maybe that was what didn't fit me.
Mm-hmm.
The Okashi place was so peaceful.
Yeah.
Everyone was just so
quiet. I can't imagine that.
Yeah. They mind their own business.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I think,
so that's 10?
Remember. That's 8.
8?
That's 8. I remember I counted several. In the past, I've counted my arubaitos.
Mm-hmm.
I remember having 10 of them.
Yeah.
But I guess I can't... Maybe I only did 8.
Hmm. Can you count that again?
Yeah, it's...
When you, I remember when you say Haizen Nin or something, then already that was 8.
Oh, shit. Okay,
so,
let's count that again.
Yeah.
The Kokosei Baito.
Okay.
Right? Kokosei Juku.
Okay.
Third one was Umi no Ie.
Okay.
Gap. Fridays. Hollister.
Yeah.
Haizen Nin.
Yeah. Did you say that?
Did I already say Haizen-ni? I don't think I've mentioned Haizen-ni
okay.
yet. So, Okashi.
Okashi, yeah.
That's eight.
Oh.
Right? That's eight.
Okay. Then that's eight.
Yeah. That's eight. Right, so.
The new is two, right?
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe some cafe, Starbucks, no?
I've never arbitrated there, okay. actually.
Hmm. Hmm.
Hmm. Maybe that's it.
Hmm.
Maybe that's it.
But that's a lot.
Yeah.
In any way.
Still, it's a lot, yeah. right? It's a lot to experience. The biggest memory I have, I remember working at the Okashi store,
mm-hmm.
and, I've actually worked at Okashi store two temples.
Okay.
One temple, and I quit because I was moving. I went to a different temple.
Okay.
If you count that, that's nine.
Okay. Yeah.
I experienced two temples.
Mm-hmm.
The first temple I was, at the second temple, I've never told this to anybody, but, at the second temple, I was, it was like a shopping mall shit.
Okay.
And,
shopping mall. Yeah, of course.
I, there was this bread store, this bakery. Right? Okay. And I've been going there every time my shift ends or I get break, right? And there was this one girl that was cute.
Okay.
Right? And then she did my okaike several times. And she noticed me.
Oh, yeah?
And then we were like, hi, right? And then wow. I was like, hi.
Wow.
Right? I didn't have a girlfriend at that time. Okay. I was like, maybe this could be a thing.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Wow, then, that's really romantic, though.
It's fucking romantic, right? And, we said hi.
Yeah.
Okay, and then that's it. It's over, right?
Okay.
I went back to the shift. Wow. And then the next day, like, I wanted to eat bread again. So I went there. And she was there again.
Wow,
and
nice.
And
we're like,
oh, you... And I was like, oh, let's have, like, a little... Like, a really short chat.
Yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I work over there, actually. Like,
yeah.
I've noticed you've been working... Yeah. Like, here, you've served me several times. And, yeah. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
And we're like,
it's
oh,
a short
yeah.
conversation, yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of like that.
Yeah.
And then it ended.
Yeah. And then, it sounds nice.
It sounds nice, right? And then the next time we had another chat, it felt
really
natural.
Wow.
Right? And then I was like, maybe I should ask her out for some dinner or something, right? I went to her and then I gave her my number.
Oh. Really?
I literally did that. I gave her my number, and at that moment, she was so surprised and so hesitant.
Really?
Like, she was like, what the fuck is going on? And she looked speechless.
Oh, really?
Right. And then she froze. And then I was like, and I felt that. And I felt that froze.
Huh.
I was like, oh, shit. Maybe she wasn't. Maybe we were not in the same stage. It was like, not in the same level.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Maybe this, okay, this is awkward. and then I was like, okay. I gave her the number and I was like, call me if you're interested. Kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I went back to the shift and never saw her.
Wow.
That was a...
Well, that's a funny story.
Funny memory, right? I like it. I don't know what was going on there.
But why she, like, freaked out like that?
I don't know. Maybe she really wasn't... She didn't have that feel of, like...
Yeah, maybe.
Wasn't a thing, right? She wasn't with me in that thing of, like...
Yeah.
A thing going on.
You sure that she remembers you?
Yeah.
She knows you.
Yeah. She was like, she doesn't really like, she's not that like, she, you know how there's really friendly workers, right? Mm-hmm. She's not one of those.
Okay.
But like, when I go to the cashier, she's like, oh, hey, kind of like that. So it was, it was pretty obvious.
Wow.
I don't know. That happened when I was,
wow,
somewhere in university. But yeah, it's pretty funny.
Wow. You wrote your number.
I think I wrote, it was either a line ID.
Okay.
Or a number. I think it was a line ID because it was pretty natural back then.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, that's a nice try then.
It was a nice try, right?
Yeah, nice try.
It was worth it. It was like, I got the excitement from that.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty like, wow.
Yeah.
This is something, right? So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of minutes.
Yeah, well, that was nice that story.
That was a funny, newly impacted episode there. Yeah. Cute, right?
Yeah. Wonder she's listening to this podcast.
Oh yeah, I wonder if she is.
Yeah.
If and like, I wonder how she felt. Like,
yeah.
Like, what was the emotion that was going through? Is always something that you'd want to know. Like, yeah. When being rejected, right?
True.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.